And coming up next on the stream of Free Radio at freakradio.org, it's your Thursday Bathrop Spears Broadsides show on July 2nd. Unfortunately, our archives are still hiding out from us, and so you're going to have to wait to hear this show if you didn't hear it on July 2nd from 6 to 8, which maybe you are. I'm beginning to work on this show late, about 10 after 3 on July 2nd, because I just got back from a demand from the protesters that there be a city council meeting, well, at least my demand was, there be a city council meeting to which people could actually attend and which had on the agenda defunding the police, which is not really on the agenda at all at this council meeting, and people can't attend it. It's being done by Zoom behind closed and locked doors. And as I speak, according to Mayor Cummings 5 minutes ago on the televised Zoom version, he just told the police to disperse the 20 to 30 protesters outside who were banging pots outside in protest of the failure to hold a true public meeting in compliance with the state public meetings law, or Brown Act. At least that's how I see it. I don't know if they'd be quite putting it that way. Anyway, this is the show, and I'm going to be playing you some commentary and some of the audio of what went on down there when I was down there a couple hours ago, about an hour ago, actually. But I was there, I showed up about 1:30, and I stayed till about 2:45, and about half an hour after I left, well, 20 minutes after I left, looks like the police are reportedly clearing the area. If you want to get video of what's happening, you should go to the Facebook of Abby Samuels. She was covering it quite extensively and methodically. Good for her. And others were taking pictures, but I don't know if anyone else is actually taking a lot of video. I think she was, and some of that is probably still available if you're listening to this later. But now on with the show.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you.
So now I'm going to play you the audio, as I mentioned before, of my survey earlier today, that's Thursday, July 2nd, of what was happening outside City Hall. Inside the door, the doors of the chambers were locked. I think occasionally the city manager was inside with the city administrator, but nobody else was there to speak of. And there were increasing numbers of police outside, although the police seemed to be diminishing in numbers when I left about an hour after I arrived in order to get back to finish this broadcast and or netcast. And now, apparently, as I've mentioned, the city mayor, Justin Cummings, that's the great liberal hope of the students, you know, the African-American face of reform, if you look at the good times, has called in the police to disperse by force and threat of violence the demonstrators, showing, in fact, the real face of the city of Santa Cruz, which he now apparently happily puts on, or at least willingly puts on. So it's July 2nd, about 1:15 or so. I'm at City Hall in the courtyard on the far side of City Hall, where there really actually is a fountain with water, unlike the more public side. the site of a special meeting today or of a protest against the televised public meeting. And here's Brent. Hello. Hey, Brent. A well-spaced protest, huh? Well-spaced.
Well-spaced, yes.
Or spacey, as the case may be.
That too.
So we have about a dozen people here. There's a large defund SCPD placard on the sidewalk. And Keith McHenry has also shown up as well as Brent Adams on his bicycle and a variety of other people, I guess with the Defund SCPD Coalition. This is where the city council normally meets. And looking inside, we see empty seats and it's not clear where they're actually broadcasting this from, because it's presumably netcasting. It started at 1 o'clock. It's now about 1:25. And we have some noisemakers here who are going to be making some noise. I hope they're not... They got pans. Is anybody... Aha! Musical accompaniment has shown up. Keith McHenry, why are you here?
Oh, to defund the cops. Half of all the money wasted by the police is on jacking up and tormenting homeless people. So that's why I'm here.
I hope someone can hear you.
Yep.
A relatively small crowd of protesters compared, let's say, to a week ago, when the entire square was filled, well, 2 weeks ago, with human teeth. And even as occasional people rapping and napping at the door, the city council doors, it's a lot of ding-ding and dang-dang. As you can hear, Keith McHenry is knocking at the windows. And there's a few more people showing up. I'm counting maybe 20 people now, ready to wham and bang it up, beating the drums of justice. Pots of justice, if you will. Suitable as I move behind the saxophone player to a knock at the door of city council. Yeah, but of course no one's inside, so it seems a truly symbolic gesture. A little more information from Keith McHenry as he knocks.
Any comments as you knock?
What?
Any comments as you knock?
Oh, yeah. Well, fuck them. You people suck. They're corrupt bunch of fucking fascists, so fuck them. That's what I got to say.
I can't hear you, but I'll play with
you. Okay, great. Thank you.
See if we can get any comments from Brent Adams, who's biking around. And hey, Martine, any comments?
There's nobody in there except a couple of staff.
You're welcome. Fuck you.
Okay. Yeah, you're an asshole.
Where are you? family has come out in response to Keith's knocking. Keith is following Martine to the door. So Martine is going inside. And Keith continues to knock over here on the door of the Information Technology Center. I'm following Keith around to see what this scamp is up to next. And there's a knocking on the door of the mayor of City Council's main offices. Having knocked, Keith moves on to the past the conference room where, I think it's called the City Manager's Conference Room, where the council member Drew Glover used to hold court. No one is answering the door. What do you make of this, Keith? It's got more of a sound, that's for sure. There's a guy with a bullhorn who's saying something. And Keith has returned to his original window, which is the City Council chamber window. You knock. Samuel's here. He's beating a pot. But I'm not sure what the next words are.
He said there's only staff in there. Only staff in there. But apparently it's enough to bring them out.
Staff run the city, you know.
Yep.
Everyone is masked, except for the saxophonist, who's distanced, and she has a mask, too. But she's standing next to her bongo drum, apparently get enough breath to do the saxophone. And it looks like Keith is running over to deal with the parking meter before the parking maid levels another ticket his way. Aunt Abby is in her Black Lives Matter hoodie. That's the word I'm looking for. And looks like some police officers have appeared on the scene, and they're standing in the corridor outside the risk assessment manager's office. It's now about 1:35. Three police officers there now, also all masked up. It's Mask City here, apparently. Everybody agrees the mask is what's required. But the City Council apparently doesn't believe in public, accessible City Council meetings at the moment. And there's apparently a lot of energy to keep this rhythmic protest going. Although I don't see any literature here. And the police officers are walking through. Sergeant Bush, guys. Hello. So what brings you here?
I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I wonder,
why are you here?
I'm trying to find out what's going on. This might work here.
Sergeant uses the noise as a reason for not further answering my inquiry. He simply walks back and forth. Five police officers here, six actually, and the bathrooms are, of course, locked and closed, as is too frequently the case. So they're supposed to be open during the day. That's kind of strange. I hadn't realized that. They've closed the bathroom. Bathrooms are closed, locked. And so the five police officers are standing off. Abby is videoing the officers. And apparently is single-handedly driving them back. They say police on the back of their jackets. And they're all sort of huddling around the sergeant, the four other police officers. And they are not sure what their plans are. I guess I should sort of wander over and see what they are doing. Hey guys, so what? Why are you here?
I can't hear you, man.
Why are you here?
Number one, I was saying hi to you. So, well, can you get?
I have to do this because I don't want to be too close to you for both our protection.
Okay. Have a nice day, Robert.
Okay.
That's okay.
Sergeant is turning and walking away rather than talking with me. You don't want to talk? Is that the idea?
I can't have a conversation with you when you're sticking a stick in my face, Robert.
Well, I'm afraid that's what I'm here for, is to document what's going on. So,
I have talked many a times. I don't know why you're sticking.
Well, you know I have a tape recorder with me usually when I do talk to you. So, Officer Edley, why are you here? I can hear you.
Okay, I'm having a hard time hearing you and talking through this message. Okay, get out of my face, Robert. Robert, I'll talk to you. Just don't put that in my face.
Well, I want to be able to for everyone to hear what you're saying. That's
okay,
the only way I can do that.
Making so much noise, that would be possible. I'm trying to have just a regular conversation with you, Robert.
I can hear you, and you can hear me. It sounds like you don't want to talk.
No, I don't want to stick in my face.
Well, okay, so Officer Edley turns and walks away. Anytime you want to talk, I'm right here, you know. Come and talk to me. That's why would you be afraid of a tape recorder?
It's a stick that I don't want in my face, Robert.
Oh, and you think I'm going to, what, am I going to attack you with a stick?
No, it's not that. I just don't want a stick in my face. Thank you.
Well, I understand, and I don't like putting a stick in people's face either, but we're kind of stuck with COVID. Anything you want to say? Now, you're standing there very stolid. Is there anything you want to say? Sorry about that. All right, guys. Maybe you can go off and deal with some crime somewhere. It's a pretty big task force here. We're counting seven officers. Seven officers. Let's get a little closer. Since they won't talk to us, let's hear what they're talking about. So it looks like Officer Headley's having a conversation with is it Lieutenant Bush these days? I'm never sure. They have a saxophonist accompanying the police department here. We're just trying to provide a little musical accompaniment, guys. Now, come on. And the police are maintaining a safe distance, but it's becoming harder to have conversation because they're sort of spreading themselves. Let's hear some more of that. Needs work.
Thank you. I'm practicing my freeform jazz.
Ah. Okay. So, we're out here now in front of the police station on the side of the station across from the Civic Auditorium. It's overcast.
The weather is okay, except I'm pretty bundled up in a bathrobe with a teddy bear at my side. And again, we have a... Why so many officers, Lieutenant Bush?
Disrupting a council meeting, Robert.
I am not disrupting anything.
Are you in charge of this?
Certainly not.
Do you know who is?
I think they're all... I don't know. You got to ask them.
What's that?
I didn't organize.
Okay. I'd just like to speak to whoever's in charge or whoever's kind of in charge so that we can work something out.
Well, you might go to each individual and ask them.
Okay, but you don't know who's in charge.
I just arrived.
Okay.
I mean, I arrived and
I'm going to go try and get voluntary compliance if I can. They'll be ordered to leave. If not, they'll be arrested for disruption of a council meeting. So go ahead and gather up your troops, have them stand by, get somebody to watch the cars, get me some arrest teams, and we'll proceed on my mark.
And that's Lieutenant Bush citing potential arrests coming up. He's talking to Abby now, saying he wants to get everyone to disperse. So it looks like the lieutenant calls people off. The arrests are likely to happen soon because a, quote, council meeting, as a meeting without the public, is being, quote, disrupted. Keith, Lieutenant Bush is talking to Keith now.
You're disrupting the council meeting?
We're trying to. We hope you're...
That's a violation of the law.
We don't give a flying fuck about that.
I would appreciate
that. They should be democratic instead of corrupt, rich assholes.
Okay.
They don't really care.
Can you and I talk to the second?
No, you won't. You have to talk to me here.
Disrupting the meeting? Is that your intent?
We hope that people do this.
Okay, you understand you're disrupting the meeting.
We don't care.
We don't care.
We don't care.
Okay.
They're disrupting our community.
I want to sign. Work with you guys?
Yeah, we're fine.
Because I can't
help you. Tell them. Go in there and tell them the meeting is over and they have to leave. You tell them that they have to leave and resign.
I would like to...
They need to resign.
I would like to respect your right to protest.
Yeah.
No, you are disrupting the meeting.
You don't... They're not...
We talked about how we can accomplish both.
We need to disrupt the meeting because the meeting is not for lying scumbag criminals who should be fucking put in prison.
Okay? So
shut their fucking meeting down and go away.
So it's your intention to disrupt the meeting?
We don't care. We don't care.
I'm telling you, you are disrupting the meeting.
We don't care.
And I'm asking you to stop right now.
No, we don't care.
You will be arrested if you continue to do so.
No, we don't care.
Okay.
Yeah,
don't... Lieutenant Bush leaves. You know, he has given orders to arrest people.
What?
He's setting up arrest teams outside.
Yeah, I know he puts that.
Just information.
Yeah, okay.
Lieutenant Bush is about to give the order, probably to disperse.
And actually, it took about 45 minutes before Bush decided to move in on this, or actually before Cummings announced that he was moving to declare it an illegal assembly, that they were disrupting the meeting, that they all had to leave the area. But he made no attempt to put loudspeakers outside so that people could hear the rest of the meeting as it went on, let's say. No attempt has been made to do that in any of the Zoom meetings, or, of course, to open up the Civic Auditorium, or to put any issues on the agenda that have been really at the front of public protests over the last month, namely defunding the police, police violence, police use of implements of violence that are lethal, and particularly lethal, apparently, in their use because they seem to be focused in many cities on African-American folks, and the militarization of the police, as we've seen in Santa Cruz. And in the background, you can hear the television giving the city council's meeting, which I can't really avoid because I have a very primitive way of recording it, which I'm trying to do for my own records off of the television. But I will continue to play for you some more of the protests that happened before, probably about an hour earlier than, around 2 o'clock, 1:45, more closer to 2.
His behavior, inside the police department. It's dismantle the police. That's what I was trying to understand there. It's a little hard to understand the word inside.
Defund, disarm, dismantle.
Right.
Miles
Davis? Sounds like Jenny Bush is on the horn with city manager Martine Bernal, if I'm hearing properly. And there are 1, 2, 3 police vehicles, 4 police vehicles perhaps, visibly within a block of her. Now I see 5, maybe more police vehicles. I'm going to see more police officers approaching, a couple more. And we do have the police officers wearing and they're being directed to move in, or 4 of them have. And there are 2 more arriving to talk to Bush and the sergeant. I suspect they're going to be giving a warning. Of course, it's going back into the city hall area. That's Officer Headley brings up the rear. Here come several more police officers up there. Qatar, I'm not sure. And 3 more police officers are approaching. Total of 8 or 9 now, I think. And I can count about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 or 7 police vehicles.
And as you can hear me mention, or later in this audio, the police vehicles were largely parked either off to the side of the Civic Auditorium parking lot, the lot next to the Civic Auditorium, or along the public parking spaces next to the library and across the street from the library. Demonstrators were not engaging in any violent behavior. They were loud, but it's hard to imagine that they stopped the meeting, other than they demonstrated in the most audible way their dissatisfaction with the procedures which council member Mayor Cummings has been using. And the whole show pretty much, I don't know if it's run by Martine Bernal, but he certainly oversees it to a large extent, is my impression. And the protest continues.
The crowd has thinned out a little bit. I'm counting 5, 10, 15, 16 or 17 people here, and still the defund SCPD banner, pulled down by rocks, is on the bricks right outside the police. I was going to say the police station, but it's not. It's the city council chambers. And there's a smaller sign, demilitarize and defund the police. Inside the council chambers, there seem to be some people inside. Let's see if I can get a better look. Martine Bernal, City Administrator Bonnie Bush, and another woman inside who are chatting, or conferring, if you will, trying to decide what to do. 15 to 2, 10 to 2, and the man on the bullhorn continues to defund, defund, dismantle the police. Continues to be the cry. And the police are leaning against the building, waiting. And there are 3 people on bikes here, non-police, or at least out of uniform. One of them is Brent, who's watching. I haven't interviewed him. And the guy with the bullhorn is giving a finger to the police. And there are several folks with their cell phones doing video
of the event, Abby Samuels, who also posts her stuff on her her Facebook page, is one of those people. Any comments for Free Radio? How about you, sir? Any comments for Free Radio? Brent shakes his head. Thank you, Brent. He does have a little noise coming from the boombox of his bike, so that's good. If you're a fan of this protest.
I'm just happy to be here. Glad to see everyone coming out. And fuck the police. I've been, I'm still wondering what the fuck the police were doing in Oakland, SCPD in Oakland, you remember. We still haven't heard much back about that. That's about it for me.
I can't hear you, but they can, so that's good.
That was Bobby Fuller, I Fought the Law, and the law won. Lots of white guys, and I don't know about scantily clad, but women with pistols shaking their booties. Never heard that song before, but some laws are definitely worth fighting.
Can't. So much noise.
Right on. I'd like to know what the fuck happened in Oakland with SCPD.
Say who you are. You don't have to.
I'm an anonymous UCSC resident and a student here in Santa Cruz.
Thank you. So I just tried to do an interview. I don't know if it took or not. Again, the police cars are lined up in front of a library. One, two, three, four. It looks like maybe five on one side of the street. Two, three on the other. Wow. It's quite a contingent of police cars for such a small number of people. And what she told me was that Board of Supervisors is having in-person, in-chamber meetings where the public is accepted and allowed into the chambers, or they, I guess it's probably the fifth floor of the county building. This is what they normally do. I rarely get to the supervisors' meetings, if ever, and so I don't pay much attention to them, although they are a powerful body that actually has far more money. Now, across the street on a building, across from the library, I guess it's the Women's Center, perhaps, All Black Lives Matter is a sign, although I guess it depends if you have money to get a COVID test if you aren't on Medicare or Medi-Cal. And so far, I think the police are waiting, although they've threatened to come in, as you heard from Lieutenant Bush a few minutes ago. Of a new cry on the from the megaphone guy, up, up, up with the people, down, down, down with the police. How far away did you hear this from? You say your one thought was it's loud?
Yes, it's very loud. It seems like there's a lot of police who are aware of this.
Say that again.
There's a lot of authorities and police who are aware of this.
Indeed. But are they going to do anything about it other than use up gas and money is the question.
I don't know what they can do. What do you think they should do?
Well, I know what I think the city council and the community should do. I know what the city council won't do, but what the community might do. So...
Well, like what?
Were you here a week ago when they had 1,000 people at City Hall?
No.
They had about 1,000 folks here. I mean, this entire square was filled. The entire street was filled. People were very concerned. I mean, it was a Juneteenth kind of thing. But the issue was about defunding the police. And the city council has an agenda today which does not involve any kind of defunding. In fact, it means an increased funding for police. That's what they're planning to do. So this isn't, and also they're holding meetings that are excluding the public. They're Zoom meetings, unlike I'm told the supervisors are doing, which is they're actually having real meetings. Not that I have a lot of confidence in them, but they're, you know, at least maintaining respect for what we call the Brown Act, which is the Public Meetings Act, which insists that the public be admitted. So, the point of it...
Can you do that safely?
Well, apparently, if you distance people, you do it in a large enough building, and you require people to show respect for each other in that way. I mean, if people can shop, they sure can hell attend a public meeting that, you know, happens only once every 2 weeks.
I like your pins. I like your pins.
Oh, I thank you. I got a bunch of them, as you can see. So, what's your name, if you want to say?
Cora.
And you are?
Sarah.
Are you local folks who live in Santa Cruz?
No, we live in the Bay. We're just here visiting.
So you brought us some COVID from the Bay?
I hope not.
What's your teddy bear called?
This is Eduardo, the police bear. He's he protects me just in case these demonstrators try to attack me, you know. And also, the police, you never can tell what they're going to do next, as you know. So thank you. Anything you want to add or conclude with?
Sorry, I don't know.
That's good.
You?
I definitely think that change needs to happen with the funding. Like, we were just talking about that. Like, how it was surprising to see how much money is going towards the police and, like, less to, like, everything else that could use the funding. So I just feel like it's, like, the tip of the iceberg right now. We're going to be learning a lot more. So I'm going to try to learn a lot more about everything. So, yeah. But thanks for talking to us.
Thanks for talking to all the folks.
And again, we've been talking with
Sarah
and Cora.
Cora, Sarah, thank you. I'm Robert.
So have a photographer with a camera. It's about 2:05. He's joined, and she's also a demonstrator. But it's got a camera with one of them long telephoto-looking lenses. So that's pretty cool. And the number of protesters at this point, 5, 10, 15, 17. I don't include Brent because he's not making... Well, he has a noise-making machine. And police are still off to the side. And the beat goes on, and I'm probably taken off. New cry here. Cops and crime go hand in hand. Looks like Keith has taken off, and I suspect the city council meeting from their homes by Zoom is not really disrupted by this, because the only person who's, I guess some of the city's staff are disrupted, they can move to more distant rooms if they want. I myself am trekking back to my vehicle to present this for you, the audience, later today, if you're listening to it on the net. So it's about 2:20, and return to the protest to kind of take a quick look and see what's cooking. Putting a little money in the meter. So how are you doing, Officer Brown? So what brings you here?
To hang out with you.
Why are you here?
Stick out of my face.
Well, I have to in order to record it, you see.
No, I think you're fine. Don't put your stick in my face.
I'm media, you're a police officer, you're on duty, hence that's the stick in your face. It's not intended to be offensive. But you're walking away rather than have a conversation. That's not being friendly like Officer Mills suggests. Is it? I guess not. It's interesting how soon the veneer disappears when you don't follow the script, right, Sergeant Jones? Seems to be true, doesn't it? So it's a lot of PR and a lot of bullshit, isn't it? I'm back at the protest. Here are not cops, that's a sign I haven't seen before. And we have, looks like we have 5, 10, 15, 20, about 25 people. Someone has even taken a post in a nearby tree. Is still here biking around. And the defund Santa Cruz Police Department banner has been moved to taped to the walls of City Hall. And that boombox you hear is Brent's box. Inside City Council chambers, it's empty of the public. I don't see anybody else in there either. Abby is tapping the window with a spoon, but the Venetian blinds are drawn, so it's hard to see. To take my leave of this fine protest. There's actually no police nearby as the protest has grown, but that's pretty much my piece of it. And we do have a couple of
It's a new police vehicle across the street. It's a big, fat, English-looking vehicle. And I'm not sure what that is. There's a fire engine there. But it's time to be on my way. So it's a... it's about 2:10 on July 2nd, and I'm parked out front of the City Hall, actually, next to the City Hall, between the City Hall and the library. And we still have, it looks like, maybe less police cars on the other side of the street. I think they sense the protests maybe dying down, and there's some folks in masks who had previously been at the protests are now on the corner. But the banging is still continuing. Police are keeping a kind of a distance. Again, this smacks more of a traditional Santa Cruz protest than of the large masses of people who showed up in the last month protesting the George Floyd murder in Minnesota. To do another walk through the protest to sort of show off my Fuck the Police t-shirt, which might be described as a provocation, although I think it's more an expression of outrage at police department political meddling and so forth, and the unnecessary and unnatural, or perhaps all too easy, compliance given to the police department. Their officer is leaving, and the CSO, two CSOs, are walking away from the protest. Not sure if they're returning to their cars or what they're doing. Officers that I mentioned walking away is getting into his vehicle. He's unlocking his car in front of the library. And it looks like he may be about to drive away. I think they may be deciding to allow the protest to sort of burn itself out. And there aren't that many people there, so that seems to be a good anti-protest strategy. Though there are a few people who are sympathetic. Some of the very few actually responded with a wave to me when I have walked by, and I can count those on a hand or even less. Yeah, that fellow just drove off. Another two squad cars are leaving to do business elsewhere, which makes a lot more sense, particularly at a time when there's this talk about defunding the police. No, three squad cars are leaving at about 2:15. Who knows, maybe there's a crime wave on the other side of town, or I don't know, it's time to have a coffee break, or they got better things to do on a Thursday. And more police officers are walking away from the protest. Another one is heading towards, presumably, perhaps his vehicle. We'll see. The lesson is, as long as folks make a lot of noise, bang on a few windows, and do so at a nearly empty City Hall area, although at least the City Hall chambers are empty. Presumably the staff is still chugging away with the usual juggernaut of city staff activity, which is not usually in the direction I'm looking at, or perhaps some of it is, I don't know. And there's another police car. This one in white is leaving. It's the first time I've seen an all-white police car in Santa Cruz, but it has the little police emblem on it. And the officer that I thought might be walking back to his car is sort of walking back and forth in front of the Prophet Elias Greek Orthodox Church across from the library. Maybe he was just, going to pick up a Snickers bar or something. I don't know. The officer gets into a car. Not the one I mentioned who walked away from the protest and now is walking back to it. But this is another one of these seven or eight squad cars, or police station wagons, or various vehicles. He's driving away, taking a right off of Center Street onto Lincoln. No. Church. Headley is parading back and forth across the street.
That's the officer who wouldn't talk to me because I had a microphone on a stick. He just wanted to talk to me without being recorded. And I said, no, I don't want to talk to you without being recorded. You are, you know, I didn't say all this, but he's here on public money, and he's here to defend a city council process that is abusive. Now we have more cops coming out of the City Hall area, crossing Church Street. Not sure what they're doing. And it looks like not sure what's going on up there. I'm a little nervous to get closer in my Fuck the Police t-shirt, but I may do that anyway. The police are in a sort of waiting stance across the street at the Civic Auditorium on the in the parking lot there. I'm counting 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 police officers, a couple of, I assume, either activists or media photographers, video journalists taking photos. And there's Officer, I recognize him, but I don't remember his name. And here he is, all masked up. And with he's taken off his sunglasses. That's something, I guess. He's a sergeant now. My goodness. Yeah, he's occasionally at City Hall doing monitoring now. I guess he's monitoring outside City Hall. And again, there's quite a clump of police, not at a safe distance of 6, but wearing their masks. And we're talking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in one clump, and then 4 in an outlying group, and 5 and 6 coming up. So 10 or so police are hanging out. And the purple blossoms are on the trees, but I can't tell you what kind of trees those are. And I'd get out and attempt to interview the sergeant here, but I don't think it would be very fruitful. And he won't like my t-shirt, probably. And Abby is getting group photos of the police over there, which is, I suppose, pretty cool. It shows the still the massive numbers of police, even after 4 or 5 cars have driven off. I've got to get out and at least do a one walkthrough with my Fuck the Police t-shirt. I feel it's mandatory. So the police department, I feel like I lost my cool a little bit. He has a right not to talk to people, but he's on duty, and for him to act like it's he's my buddy, but you know, he doesn't want to be recorded when he's there on official business. He has a right not to speak himself. That's not the issue. But it indicates to me, I was saying, that the veneer falls away. But then again, my veneer falls away, too, of being an objective reporter. I try to be honest and accurate, but I definitely have a perspective, you might say a bias. And that's understandable how it is. You know, Jones and I are friendly otherwise. You know, you're making jokes. Just the friendly face of the police department? I mean, it should have been made. Officer,
Sergeant Jones, does this mean you're not going to be friendly anymore? Wait a minute. What about this? What isn't this what the Chief Jones, Chief Jones, Chief Mills has said? To be more, you just don't want to do that. That's.
And as a desperate musical break, here's some more Randy Rainbow, which we've heard before, but now we get to hear it again.
We are back, Mr. President. I want to thank you for respecting recommended CDC guidelines and wearing a mask. Oh, that's just your face. Let's discuss the unfortunate matter at hand, the global crisis that is devastating countless American lives, wreaking economic havoc, the reason that we have all been forced to take shelter in our homes. Obamagate. What is that?
It was the greatest political crime in the history of our country.
Some of your harshest critics say that these attacks on the former president and your recent Twitter tantrums are meant to distract from your failed coronavirus response.
We're of the assumption that by the end of the year, we're going to have a vaccine.
Ooh, could you hold off on that just a little longer? It's going to take me a while to lose all the quarantine weight.
Look, the less successful we are in opening, the better they are probably, maybe, for an election. But I'm letting people know, in many cases, they're doing it just for...
A global pandemic. Sounds like some fictional Steven Soderbergh bullshit from 2011, right? Believe it or not, it's a real thing. People are suffering. Millions are out of work. The economy has evaporated. And worst of all, I haven't had a haircut in more than 2 months. So how does an unprepared reality TV host pretending to be the president deal with such an unprecedented crisis? I can tell you in one word.
This was all Obama.
Distraction. Distraction.
This was all Biden.
Distraction.
Distraction.
And we caught them.
Distraction. La 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 la. La 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 la. How he tries to occupy your mind. To perplex you. He deflects to any shiny object he can find.
They wanted Hillary Clinton to win.
So many people fighting for their lives or scared to lose their jobs and stuck inside their houses. Thousands of people dying on your watch. And who is it you're thinking of?
Obama?
Obama! Obama!
That's the enemy of the people.
Distraction! Obama! Obama!
It is a disgrace.
Distraction!
We've done more testing than all of the countries in the world.
Anyone who wants can get a test, he shouts. A proper test, a perfect test. Where the hell are all these perfect tests, he touts. There's only one thing on his freaking mind.
Sleepy Joe Biden.
Election, election.
I'm getting really good poll numbers.
Distraction, deception, deception.
Over 10 million tests.
In action.
They've never gotten over losing to me.
We hope that you might lead us with some dignity and tact. We thought you'd somehow grow from this, but girl, you're petty. Confusion.
Make America great again, right?
Recession. Election.
Inaction. Infection.
Nancy Pelosi's a disaster.
Distraction.
Obamagate.
Hydroxychloroquine. Maybe that's a question you should ask China.
He tries his best to baffle as he stupefies and stalls. How long till he just starts posting pictures of his balls?
Boom.
Disgusting. Disgusting.
Everybody disagreed when I did that.
Disgusting.
Look, there were a number of questions raised by the actions of the Obama administration.
Distraction.
This was all Obama.
So many people fighting for their lives, but it's not so delicious. Some people fight in their house and attack them.
It is a disgrace what's happened.
Distraction!
Obamagate.
Today, it's the 1st of July. It's about 2:40. I'm talking with Marty. Hey, Marty.
Hello.
So you're calling in to tell us the sad or the weirdo truth about the police?
Yeah, police, court, and whatnot.
What's happening?
Well, yesterday, I graduated from tax court.
Now you're fading out there.
What?
Say that again.
Yesterday, court, and so I graduated from it and pretty much finished up.
Good.
Yeah. Got a certificate and stuff.
And so you got a nice certificate of what? Good boyness? What happened?
Graduating. Let's see, graduating from PAC Corps. For taking an active role in my
rehabilitation.
Individual growth, success, and stability, stabilization. My recovery, outstanding dedication to my recovery.
And what did you recover from?
See, that's something I was kind of confused about.
Yeah, me too.
You know?
Right, well, it's their way of making... they're justifying their program. Go ahead, though.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, what did you do to recover from whatever they say you recovered from?
I guess my tickets.
And how many tickets did you have?
13, I think.
That's lucky. And how many? And what were they for?
Like smoking on Pacific.
Sidewalk.
What else? Skateboarding down Pacific. Riding a bicycle on the sidewalk, probably.
Criminal.
While smoking?
My goodness.
One of them.
Were you? What about, did they catch you for playing an instrument for too long in the wrong place at too loud a volume?
No, but maybe sitting on a bench for too long.
Oh, so you were, what, for more than an hour, I suppose?
Yep.
What a criminal. Boy, you know, I don't know. They haven't run you out of town yet. Now they're going to rehabilitate you?
Mm-hmm.
So you have a certificate. Does that mean you get invited to the mayor's house or what?
I have no idea.
Weird.
But it's signed by the judge of the superior court.
Oh, well, they've always been quite superior. At least they have a superior attitude, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
So, have you been out playing music on Pacific?
Not me so much, but my friends have.
Any reports from them about how they're being treated?
They don't like it, you know. When there was the other night, they... were playing music and people were actually enjoying it and started dancing and stuff. And
dancing on Pacific Avenue?
Yeah. Well, and then a cop stopped and was like, time to go home.
What time was it?
I don't know. Gordon, you remember what time that was? You remember that one. It was like after dark.
Well, after dark.
I remember what time. Yeah.
Good little girls and boys should be in bed after dark. You know that. Uh-huh. So, is this happening frequently? I thought...
Not that frequently, I guess.
Now you
never so often, though.
You play percussion on Pacific yourself?
I have, but I usually play guitar.
Huh. And have you been exercising your talents around town?
Exercising what?
You know, playing the guitar around town.
Not so much because I don't have my guitar right now. So.
Yeah, lost, stolen, or strayed?
It's with my like ex-lady who I'm not getting along with right now.
She's holding your guitar hostage.
I don't know. She said she was going to mail it back to my mom in Connecticut.
Well. That's kind of a roundabout route to get back to you, yeah?
Yeah, totally. You know, like, she could just give it to me.
Is this Noelle that you've had having this frosty relationship with?
Huh?
Is this Noelle we're talking about?
Yes.
How's she doing? Any word about how she's doing?
Apparently not so good if she's, like, trying to do this to me. I don't know why she's trying to do this to me. She's threatening to, put assault charges on me.
Oh, did you assault her? You don't have to say anything, by the way, that may be used against you if you don't want to. So anyway, you called, though, because you mentioned you had your certificate of reconciliation or restitution or whatever the hell it is.
I also got a ticket right before that court date. I mean, that court, right before I went to court, I got a ticket. Uh-huh. And then I also got a ticket today.
For?
Yesterday it was for an open container that wasn't mine. I was just within arm's length, reach of me. Mm-hmm. Nobody else wanted to claim it, so I just wanted them to leave and get it over with. So I was like, yeah, just give me a ticket.
And this was, how many cops were involved?
I think there was two there at that one.
Where did this happen?
You know the parking lot on Elm Street?
Which is
like, it's like Elm and Cedar Street, like right behind the Catalyst, right by Mary says the incredible true story.
Oh yeah, I know that one.
Right at the redwood tree that's in the middle of the.
Yeah, it used to have benches. The benches used to be right around that tree. Interesting.
Huh?
There used to be benches there right around the tree.
Oh, well.
They pulled them out.
Yeah.
So you got a ticket for being near a beer bottle and wanting the cops to leave.
Well, no, it was a Jim Beam bottle.
Ah, so it was a little more hefty there, eh?
Yeah.
But it wasn't yours. You didn't get the thrill of drinking.
It wasn't mine. I didn't drink any of it. It was just right there.
Now, what about today?
Because the guy who had it was like, hey, can you guys hold on to this for me? And my friend Hannah said, yeah, we can. And then she put it right next to my stuff.
So you took the fall for the group.
Yep.
And what about the next day's ticket? What did you get for that?
That was today.
Okay.
And I got a ticket for loitering.
Loitering.
Even though I was telling them that technically loitering means being somewhere without a purpose, and that's not what I'm here doing. I have a purpose.
I mean, also, their loitering laws are all unconstitutional. They're not, they can't be enforced unless it's, they have special laws about loitering with intent to commit a drug purchase or something. But
yeah.
I'm not aware that there are any loitering laws currently active. Probably they mean trespassing in a parking garage or a parking lot or something?
It's a parking lot.
Yeah, you weren't, I mean, they'll call it loitering, but what it is it's the Cynthia Matthews law about being in a parking lot without walking through or going there to pick up a vehicle. That's their law, that attempt they use selectively.
Yeah, their municipal code.
Say again?
Their municipal code.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Well, so you're racking them up, man. Did the other people with you get tickets as well?
Some my other friends, I think they got tickets too.
For being in the parking lot?
Yep.
What cop gave these to you?
Some rangers, actually, I think.
And?
There was brothers, C brothers. And, let's see, gave me Brothers gave me the open container one the other day.
Uh-huh.
And then she got me for another open container another day and wrote my name all wrong and everything. That was funny. Even though she had my ID right in her hand.
Hmm. Maybe she was trying to help you out by, I don't know, giving you an additional charge of giving a false name.
Maybe. Hmm. But I corrected her in front of her
partner?
You know, her partners and stuff like that one other day. And she was like, oh, well, I'll correct that. I'll be all right.
Uh-huh.
Well, have fun.
Wow. So does she have a hard-on for you in some way? Or what is this about?
I think she does, actually.
Well, take her out to dinner. Tell her, look, you don't have to give me a ticket to get to know me. You know, all you got to do is buy me a decent steak and, maybe a nice salad, you know, something. We can chat like ordinary human beings.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, of course I'm being whimsical here, of course. We're trying to be funny. So, Anything else you've seen on the streets, Marty, that you think is of note? How are the police treating people generally?
I don't know. Like, some of them are cool and some of them aren't. So, like, right after I got the loitering ticket, we still haven't left. We're still here. And then a cop came, drove by, and fucking stopped and actually gave us a box of, like, bag lunches.
Huh. How many bag lunches were there?
There's quite a few. There's, like, enough for everybody here and then other people that showed up.
And,
I don't know, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 or more. I don't know.
This was in the Elm Street parking lot?
Yeah.
And so you declined to leave? You just stayed there after being ticketed?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
So you're going for a second certificate of rehabilitation now?
Maybe.
So one of them is not enough for you. You're one of these characters. It's just never enough. You have to have two certificates of whatever, you know. I mean, goodness. You're serving, you know, I mean, remember, you want to share the wealth. You don't want to have to, you know, if you take all those certificates, what are other people going to do?
I don't know, man. There's got to be somewhere they can get in between.
Well, you know, I think in a way you're prompting an epidemic of law breaking. I mean, you know, the way you get these certificates is you got to give the cops, you know, something to do. They run in and give you tickets and citations and so forth. And then you got to give the court something to do to process them. And then, of course, all those wonderful rehabilitators.
Yeah,
so in a way,
you know, I'm giving everybody jobs, yeah?
So in a way, yeah, you are. But are you getting paid for it? You're not getting paid for it. This is hardly fair.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, no, I can't buy it. Anything else you want to report that's happened to you? Where are you sleeping at night, as if I knew?
Exactly where I am. This is where I sleep as well.
Is it a secret spot?
No, it's the tree where I got ticketed and I still am. This is where I also sleep.
Now, do you guys have a tent or you just do bags at night?
No, I got a tarp, a sleeping mat, and I put down a blanket and then lie in my sleeping bag.
And do you mind if I put this information out and have the police then run after you all the time?
What? They know we're here.
So do they come by ever and ticket you at night or anything?
No.
And how long have you been there for?
We've been doing this for months.
In this same spot or elsewhere?
Pretty much in the same spot, but I sometimes go elsewhere.
And how many of you are there?
There's usually four of us at this tree, if not more.
And is everybody with you also seeking certificates of rectitude or whatever those damn things are called?
No, we're all just seeking freedom to just be us and be where we want to be and not have an issue about it. Like, we're not doing anything wrong. Why should we have to go anywhere? Or, like, you know, that, you know, like, we should be able to just, like, make our own decisions instead of being forced into, you know?
Any reaction to the protests around town around Black Lives Matter?
What's that?
Any reaction to the Black Lives Matter protests?
I mean, like, it's a good start. But I think more change needs to happen.
For sure.
Like, people need to start standing up for themselves instead of calling the police.
Hmm.
People need to start learning how to, like communicate.
Hmm.
You know, like, get rid of the issues that they might have, like, whatever they may be. They're not being addressed. They're just being sought after, you know, like, but capitalized. That's what my friend...
Suffering is being capitalized. Suffering is capital for them. So they make their money. They do their job.
That's your criminal companion speaking?
Yeah, that's one of them.
I gotcha. How long have you been a resident of the town yourself?
I've been here for like two and a half years.
Any sense of things are different now than they were, better, worse, something in the middle?
It fluctuates. Things. Hmm. But, you know, like, everything's a lot different now with this COVID thing that happened, you know?
Hmm.
And so...
How so? Although I have some sense of what you're talking about, but what do you notice?
Huh?
What do you see particularly?
I mean, like the whole camp next to the courthouse. That's kind of cool.
Oh, the Benchlands campground.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
It's cool that they're allowed to do that and all that.
Do you visit?
I just don't. I've been there like once or twice.
Uh huh. Have you been to other campgrounds around town much?
No.
Hmm. Have other people been visiting you at your place?
Yeah.
And are you inviting our listeners to come and visit you and chat?
Yeah.
Okay, that's across from the old...
We're totally welcoming here. We don't, like, judge anybody. Like, we just ask people to, like, keep cool, you know, stay positive, you know, like, try not to fight. And argue, like, we can talk, you know, we can talk about shit, like, we don't have to yell and scream about it.
Dig it. Well,
just live life and enjoy it, and have, you know, like, mm-hmm. help other people enjoy it.
It sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to report?
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, if there's more that comes up, give me a call and we'll do chapter 10.
Alrighty.
It's good to hear from you, though.
Yeah, you too, man. I mean, you know, I thought of you, so better call you.
And you did. And I'm.
Yep.
You should be going out on Thursday evening on the net, and it'll be archived.
Yeah, that's what I saw. Like, I saw your email, and I saw that you're back at the Sub Rosa, and then there's the thing happening at the City Hall.
Yeah, what's happening at City Hall? Oh, right, you saw it mentioned in the email.
Yeah.
Yeah, that there's actually, it's a city council meeting that's, you know, they're doing it on Zoom, so I don't know if they're doing it from City Hall. And there's a protest on Saturday at, I think it's at 1 o'clock at the town clock. But again, I'm not entirely sure I got that from Keith. If you go to the Food Now Bombs meal and ask, you might get better information. But thank you. I will get back to my burger and talk to you later.
Alrighty. Sorry for interrupting that.
No problem, man. Good to hear you.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
And an hour or two later, I got another call from Marty, and this is what that was about.
Well, it is still July 1st, and it's about 15 to 4, and I'm talking with Marty, who just called me again. Marty, the police are on your tail again?
The Rangers, the same two Rangers that were giving us tickets earlier.
How'd you get the names of these guys?
One's brothers, and the other one, I don't know.
So it's brothers, Ranger Brothers, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. And so what happened?
Let me see. They came and gave us burritos.
They gave you a burrito?
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you offer to share it with them and have a beer together?
You know, we should have. God damn it. But, like, I was playing my guitar when it came up, and I just wanted to keep on playing my guitar.
Oh, my goodness.
And did they purchase the burrito themselves, or were they giving you some? No.
D Borg.
Oh, say that again. I'm sorry.
Sorry, D Borg was the other officer.
Oh, D Borg. I thought they were giving you food. Oh dear. Okay, so.
No, well, like, they were. It was D Borg and Brothers, the same two that gave us tickets earlier, came back and gave us burritos.
And did you agree to meet them at the same place, the same time tomorrow, if they would bring burritos again?
No.
No.
I wasn't that witty.
Oh, dear. So what did they say as they delivered the food?
Yeah. Not much. Just was wondering if we wanted some burritos and asked them what it was.
Did they say they were making up for their previous abusive behavior, or what was going on?
What do you mean?
Well, in other words, they gave you tickets for essentially innocent behavior.
Which,
you know, I think the fine is like $200 to $400 somewhere, you know, and they get to drag you to court or theoretically to jail if they issue a warrant at some point, although they haven't been doing that lately. So here they come again, and you say this was, how long, what was the time interval between their earlier ticketing and this thing?
Well, let's see what's on the ticket.
So it was about, this happened about 1 o'clock, or the ticketing was at 1 o'clock and the burritos were about, what, recently?
Yeah, like they just left, like, when I called you.
Did they bring sour cream and guacamole?
No.
Well, send them back. Well, okay, so they offered you, how many burritos did they offer?
Well, let's see, I don't know. How many burritos were there? How many people got them? Anybody who wanted one got one, but there's like three of us that definitely got one.
Like, they're not, like,
so they gave you three.
And it was very interesting. My friend had a beer sitting right out in the open, and they didn't ticket him for it.
And how many of you were there at when these police arrived, or these rangers arrived?
Well, there's like three of us around the street, and then, or I don't know, like, there's some people behind us, so there's like four, five.
And I take it nobody videoed this historic event?
No. Yeah, I need to start videoing.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Did any of the rangers offer to, pay the $200 to $400 fine that their last little caper, in theory, could cost you?
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's not, a burrito costs a couple of bucks, maybe $3 or $4, or $5 or $6. So that means they only need to get you another, 50 or 60 burritos to make up for what they gave you before.
Yeah.
Probably more than that if they gave more than one ticket, so.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. I'd have to figure out the math on that one.
Well, tell them that they're doing a good job, but they got a long way to go.
All right.
Well, this is interesting news. I appreciate your keeping me posted. But, you know, I try to, you know, spice it up next time. I want maybe throw in some romance or something. I mean, you know, something that...
Yeah.
You know what I'm looking for. Maybe...
I guess I'm playing hard to get.
Well, there you go. Yeah, tell them, you know, burritos are nice, but you're not that kind of guy.
Yeah. Well, maybe come to me off-duty.
Well, keep these reports coming. Anything else you want to pass on?
Things are good. I don't know. Otherwise.
Okay. Is it sunny out there or foggy?
Like overcast. Not really foggy, but
same up here, I think. So it's
yeah.
It's a little cold today. But that's kind of interesting. I mean, I know the police have been giving out bag lunches at the... I'm told they're giving out bag lunches over at the Benchlands sometimes.
So, yeah.
I mean, you know, that's a good step if they can only stop this horrible habit they have of giving out tickets and ordering people around. You know, things might get better. But I think there's quite a long distance between one thing and the other. So,
Yeah, it's funny because they didn't tell us to leave after they gave us the tickets.
Well, you last time you made it clear you're not leaving. So, plus they're supposed to let you shelter in place. Plus they don't have any place to send you, probably.
Well, they probably tell us to go to San Lorenzo or something.
Well, they could say that, but what's the story at San Lorenzo? Can new people come in there?
Probably.
Because I thought they...
I don't know.
I thought, I mean,
it's not that closed off. You can just, like, walk right in there.
Well, I know you can, but, I mean, are they likely to be... I haven't heard of anybody being driven away, but I had heard a couple of weeks ago, I think it was from Blue, that they were not allowing new people in. Although he didn't quite specify how they managed that, since it is an open area. I don't know. Well,
yeah. I guess they regulated themselves. I don't know.
That would be nice. Self-regulated is, of course, what the Camp Phoenix was doing, and, you know, Camp... Desiree, the Camp Phoenix was trying to do, Camp Ross, I guess, is the other one.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the idea of people running their own show. I mean, that's what democracy, and that's what, you know, autonomy and sovereignty and, you know, freedom and liberty is really all about, as far as I'm concerned. And but I think this is probably more of a see how nice we are gesture, or God, we got these burritos in our hands. How do we get rid of them?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to be. I want to give
them. Maybe trying to make up for it or something.
Maybe. Although, how many tickets have you gotten from Rangers in the last couple of weeks?
Three.
Same Rangers or different ones?
Same. Yeah.
Well, the next time they show up, say.
I even told her, like, before she was writing up the ticket that, like, I got court that morning.
Oh, she's also advising you about court. How nice. Well, you know, they probably don't want to have to take you to jail and do all the paperwork. I mean, that would be another possibility.
Yeah, especially somebody so willing. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm going to leave it there. This is an exciting tale, but as I said, it needs a little something to spice it up. But keep these reports coming in, and I will keep putting them out.
Alrighty.
Thank you, Marty.
Hey, you're welcome, Rob.
All right, man. You take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. And as the blood flows through me, let me know nobody's coming, nobody's coming. The call came in, Lorraine shot down. The husband pulled the trigger, and then he blew his brains out. The other end, the police took a call. They didn't believe that he was dead at all. So they wouldn't help her, and she knew it had been 20 years since they fell in love. He's brought a lot of pain, but now he's brought a lot of blood, and he's taken more than he should. Said, there's an old man in there, he'd be better off dead. There's Lorraine bled from the legs, and as the blood flows, Lorraine, let me know nobody's coming, nobody's coming. I don't wanna die like this.
So they said they're on their way. Lily heard, but she was Lorraine. So they two at a time, with even her name, as she left us all in pain. And as the blood flows, Lorraine, nobody's coming, nobody's coming. As the blood flows, Lorraine, let me know nobody's
And in case you missed the words, that was The Levelers, 61 Minutes of Pleading is the name of their song. And it's, these are the words. As the blood flowed, Lorraine knew there'd be nobody coming. Nobody's coming. As the blood flowed, Lorraine knew there'll be nobody coming. The call came in. Lorraine shot down. Her husband pulled the trigger, and then he blew his brains out. At the other end, the police took a call. They didn't believe that he was dead at all, so they wouldn't help her, and she knew. It had been 20 years since they fell in love. He'd bought a lot of pain, but now he's brought a lot of blood. And he's taken more than his share. We can't lose a life, the police chief said. There's an armed man in there who'd be better off dead, as Lorraine bled from the legs. As the blood flowed, Lorraine knew there'd be nobody coming. Nobody's coming. As the blood flowed, Lorraine knew there'd be nobody coming. Speak to me now. But all she could say was, I don't want to die like this. So they said they're on their way. That was the way she was, Lorraine. So they didn't let her die with even her name, as she left us with all in pain. As the blood flowed, Lorraine knew there'd be nobody coming. Nobody's coming. As the blood flowed, Lorraine knew there'd be nobody coming. So here is a brief update I got from Keith McHenry yesterday before going to the Huff meeting, which is now happening regularly at the Sub Rosa every Wednesday at 11 o'clock at 703 Pacific, right next to the Bike Church. So I encourage you to check that out if you want to scheme and plan and shout and route and have a cup of coffee and that sort of thing. Here was his update for the meeting. And this is, I remind you, Keith McHenry of Food Not Bombs, who does a regular 1:30 to 5:30 every day event of, food. It's not just an event, it's a meal. All you can eat, actually, usually. I think you keep coming back for seconds and thirds. It's usually vegan, although I think he's been expanded his repertoire, or his series of recipes in the COVID-19 crisis with people donating different kinds of food. That's all happening at Laurel and Front Streets in the parking lot right next to the Community Credit Union. So check it out if you'd like before they build a new construction project. They're claiming, of course, that they just want to build affordable housing, which is what they've been talking about at the shitty